Mangwana is full of self-contradiction. He says that the president of the NDC slept and woke up when the word devolution was mentioned. And then he goes on and says there's no political philosophy in the NDC. But he still says that devolution is so important that even if our president was in dreamland, he would wake up to defend devolution. Now, that is self-contradictory. Secondly, we all know that Mangwana is desperate. We know that Mangwana is desperate to defend the newfound position of ZANU-PF, that he was sleeping on duty and allowed himself to be killed by the NDCs in the construction of the constitution, which made sure that ZANU-PF exigencies were kept at bay. And thirdly, it is sad to spend time debating with a man whose own very party at its highest level goes and kneels on the side of a mountain, fully believing, clapping their hands, old men taking off their shoes, showing us their socks with holes, who believe that purified diesel can ooze out of the side of a hard granite rock. Now, with that kind of thinking, you will understand why there is so much confusion in the constitution, especially as spearheaded by one Mangwana.
And what's the way forward, Mr. Dube?
We have said that SADC guaranteed the process. SADC guaranteed the GPA. The constitution-making process is part of the center of constructing a new Zimbabwe going forward towards an election which will create a Zimbabwe that is free from dispute, political dispute at least. So we have, as the party simply said, let's call in the facilitator, let's come in and talk so that the guarantors can cajole this untamed animal called ZANU-PF into a correct line of thinking